Okay, so today I'll talk about the Wilson loop. It's a little bit off from probably from the focus topic of this week. So I think we all of us can take some leisurely pace, and so let's just enjoy. Okay, today I'm going to talk about a good old problem. Within string theory, already 10 years old. So I'll talk about the computation of the Wilson loop. Okay, but not in four-dimensional Young-Wilk theory and ADS5, one lower dimension based on some recent development in ABJM theory, so-called. So this is the new proposed ADS CFT between ADS4 times CP3 and corresponding three-dimensional N equals 6 superconformal field theory. And superconformal field theory had some prior history, which we had several talks in during last month. So I'll be pretty brief here just to set up the notation. This is based on the Chan-Simon theory, but not just one, because we really want to have, with that many supersymmetry, you want to have CPT conjugate manifest, therefore parity has to be even, and if you have only one Chan-Simon term, then it breaks parity and time equals invariance. Therefore, we have to use two types of Chan-Simon term. So I will put tilde or bar, whichever notation I always flip around, and one of the Chan-Simon term and the other one exactly identical except their level is different. One is opposite to the other, and then plus the rest is matter content. And matter content contains in n equal 2 languages, we have scalar field yi, I runs 1, 2, 3, 4, and the corresponding fermion, so I 1, 2, 3, and 4. And we have a usual kinetic term, and kinetic term, our first flash for the kinetic for the scalar field, just to understand how this CPT symmetry is acting on. And it's basically d mu yi is on top of the usual derivative, that's basically a mu yi minus yi a mu tilde. So in other words, yi and psi I, it's n equal 2 multiplex, transform as bifundamental of two gauge group, and the gauge group which I now specify. There are many types you can have, but the canonical choice is un close to un. If you put some oriental fold in the Burke ADS4 times CP3, then the gauge group will change into OSP type. So I'll just pretty much stick into this one, because the rest is essentially the same, except several changes, obvious changes, due to oriental fold. And this theory is superconformal, so let's just very elementary the number countings in three dimensions. It's a 2 plus 1 with the canonical kinetic term. The engineering dimension of scalar field is 1/2. And engineering dimension of the fermion field is 1, and AM is 1 also. So with that many scaling dimensions, if we look at the Lagrangian metal part, on top of the usual kinetic term, the interaction term is pretty much constrained, and the only thing you can have is y to the 6th power, and because these are bifundamental, much like usual, the overflow, all we can have is certain combinations of y dagger, the cubic, and as I press all the indices associated with the I 1, 2, 3, 4, which forms actually SU4, R symmetry of the theory. And there are several types that comes from the D term and F terms of these underlying theories. So I won't write it down in any detail, specific details. So sextet potential is a positive semi-definite, and there is a corresponding fermion term, which is again traced y dagger psi dagger plus certain combinations again to make up n equals 6 supersymmetry. So this is all I want to emphasize is a little bit different. The Yukawa term actually has two scalar fields And the pure scalar interaction contains the field to the sixth power. Okay, so this theory is actually quite interesting. So even though it may not be your immediate interest, exactly the same type of theory appears in some other colleagues in your, you know, in your career. For example, condensed matter, this appears in so-called bilayer quantum Hall effect. And they foresee that there may be certain application of this theory in the condensed matter of that type. And
in the condensed matter thing, you really have the opposite level?
That's right. If you have two bilayers, yeah. And if it's time reversal invariant, which means that the spin here and spin down there are oppositely oriented, then you have this one. In fact, it has been even sort of proposed by actually Matt Fisher here and Ian Ballen that this might be a one of paradigm to understand high TC. I have nothing to say about it. Okay. And so this theory is actually quite novel in the sense that we have forgotten this 2 plus 1 dimensional conformal field theory for a long while. Now it's coming back and maybe it's a completely new avenue in the extra directions that we understand this ADS CFT in any detail. Much like ADS 5 times the S5 with N equals to Young Mill. Now, however, there are many subtleties, actually many interesting things, both in gravity side and string theory side, as well as field theory side. We already heard a couple of weeks ago that the string theory on ADS 4 times CP3 this is actually very elusive in the sense that if we naively try to write down the super coset based on OSP 6/4, which has 6 times 4, 24 fermionic coordinate, there's something very funny. So funny, let me try to remind what Dmitry, they already told you about, is that if you look at the string oriented entirely along ADS4, for example, it could be just static, or it could be spinning, or flipping around, whatever. It is a point, it is a string. There's a string here, but it is a point on CP3. This is quite a legitimate configuration in the counterpart in ADS5. In ADS5, you have a spinning string or the static string, like counterpart Wilson loop, and the point on S5. This was perfectly fine in ADS5K. But in this case, the kappa symmetry projection is singular. In other words, you do not eliminate enough numbers of the kappa, fermionic degrees of freedom such that you get the sensible string dynamics. As soon as you have some itty-bitty orientation along CP3, then it's okay. So the limit you take the orientation string from CP3 down all the way to only to ADS4, even though it looks quite sensible thing geometrically, it's a singular from the point of view superposed sigma model. Okay? Actually, something very analogous will come out later on in the context of the Wilson loop, even though I do not have complete clear idea why similar thing happens in Wilson loop, but it must be all related. So anyway, just pay your attention to on this one. Okay, there's some certain problem. Okay? Now, as you all know, the Wilson loop is very elementary, both in string theory side and also in gauge theory side. So computation of that is also very straightforward. So you might thought that considering Wilson loop in ADS4 and this new superconformal field theory might be the boring exercise, but actually it turned out not to be the case. So I want to bring out to you a lot of subtleties, at least to me, maybe some of you have a much better idea and give us the enlightening picture. So that's one of the purposes here. So I want to bring out the sort of the puzzles I encountered in constructing Wilson loops. Okay. First of all, let's do string configuration.
Mm-hmm.
So from the experience of ADS5, we know that the macroscopic string in this dual ADS4 times CP3 geometry will be dual to fundamental, so the Wilson loop in the N equal 6 superconformal field theory. So we'd like to understand the string configuration. Again, by inspection, so string is stretched along ADS4, and it's a point on CP3. This is the first configuration you would like to study, like a fundamental quark in the N equal 6 superconformal field theory. So this is string, and if it comes back, then it's basically quark, static quark potential, or the fundamental Wilson loops. Okay? Good. So let's analyze this one. So the ADS4 has isometry SO2,3, and then CP3 has isometry SU4. Now if I have a string, then string sweeps out the foliation, which is ADS2 inside this ADS4, and also point in SU4. So stabilize the group by having one point is here is SU3. And here this goes into SO2,2. It's 1,2. Okay. So I want to understand the supersymmetry in this case. The original supersymmetry in this SU2,3 times SU4 transform as 4,6. Okay, there are 24 spinners in the ADS4 times CP3. And I want to decompose that into this stabilized subgroup. So this one clearly goes like 2 plus 2, and 6, and SU3 is 3 plus 3 bar. Okay? So now we just look at the minimal number of the irreducible spinners under this stabilized group. So minimum is 2 times 3, that's 6. However, this one, we are talking about the type 2A theory or the dimension reduction of M theory. The spinners are all Majorana. So we have to pick out the minimum component, irreducible component, which is Majorana. Now, 2 times 3 is 6, however, that's a complex valued spinner. So to have a complex conjugate such that it becomes real, the minimum number of spinner is 2 times 3 plus 2 times 3, so that's 12. So that means the configuration which has the minimum number of Majorana conditions satisfied in this configuration is 12 divided by 34, which is 1/2 BPS. Okay, this sounds all familiar, and I mean a straightforward extension of ADS5 case. What about other case? For the sake of exercise, actually, just to bring out the puzzle, inside CP3 we have CP1. I'm going to smear out string, not sitting on the one point, but smear out on CP3. So it's like in supergravity context, it's basically uniform distribution. Okay, that's certainly we can do. That clearly breaks isometry further, so it's not anymore SU3. So in this case, SU3 is further, I mean SU4 is broken down to SU2, the one CP1 inside, and there's of course another one, SU2. There's overall rotation, so U1. That's the maximum isometry you can have by smearing out string location inside the CP3 over P1. Again, I do similar analysis. So then the spinner, that's 24, the 6, goes into 2,2 plus 1,1 plus 1,1 under SU2 cross SU2. Again, this the 1,1, 1,1, the singlet are charged under U1, so they are charged spinners. So what is the minimum number of spinners I can have? I can choose the chiral 2 from the SO2,3 part, and the other one is just picking up the minimum one. I can choose the 1. But that's again complex. So to have a real Majorana spinner, I have to choose both of them. So basically I have 2 times 1 plus 2 times 1, 4. So out of 24, I have 1/6 BPS. Okay? Good. So if you actually want to check it by using supersymmetric transformation rule, you can just do it in a couple of pages. And it's basically agrees with this analysis. Okay? So this is the minimum number. Good. So this is all the story. I haven't said any puzzle yet. Now I'm going to go to n equals 6 superconductor field theory of that theory and try to construct a Wilson loop and compare the supersymmetric. In other words, I look at the supersymmetric Wilson loop and classify and how they match with this one. Okay? Now, so first we have to construct, we have to know what the Wilson loop is. Okay? Of course, you can construct the Wilson loop by usual procedure. I start with the conformal point. Sorry, I didn't mention this one. This corresponds to many M2 grains sitting on the orbifold of S7 mod VK, where K is number the transimer levels here. Okay. So I just look at the string configuration around this M2 grain sitting on that orbifold S7 mod ZK, and move out one of the grains, for example, out of that orbifold fixed point, and look at the stretched string. Okay, so you can do the exercise. I won't go through it, but there's a much quicker way, much intuitive way of understanding what the Wilson will be. Let's look at the fundamental one. Then usual, because this one is basically trajectory of the charge of the massive particle, there will always phase factor associated with the gauge connection, AM. And the rest follows. Okay, so I'll get to you. Okay, good. So here A is, we have two gauge groups here. We have UN cross UN, let me put tilde here. I just chose one of them for the moment, okay, for first. Okay, so this, I just put nothing on top of it. So I have that the UN gauge field, okay. So I want to put here something extra. Well, no, something extra is exactly the same logic in N equal 4 super Young-Mills case. In other words,
where the hot, the two UNs come from the parent picture? Why do you get
UN from the brain picture? Well, this is the orbifold, okay. So therefore, you will have the cuba-type gauge theories. Okay, and the structure that comes out of this one, first, for example, the predator of this one is BLG theory, and that has a U2 cross U2 structures. And this is basically UN extension of that, but the details of the structure is somewhat different from that one.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, but I won't talk about that at all, okay? So there are two sets of gauge groups that comes from this the open folding procedure of S7. Okay?
Even though it's a K foam,
it's an empirical level,
not a string theory.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a postulated version of the theory.
What?
It's a postulated version of the theory. ABGM had a derivation, but it's kind of hand wavy, lifting intersecting six brains into M theory.
That's right.
And you needed two of them to get it to work.
Yes.
That was sort of the postulate. I mean, the definition, but it's pretty hand-wavy. The derivations.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, okay. So just substantiating what.
But then, what does it mean to pull apart? I mean, I was just following the usual thing of pull apart the brain.
Okay. So I'm gonna come back to that element. Okay.
Let's see how pull apart the brain didn't mean.
Okay, so I'll come to this question just the dialogue. Just wait a minute, 5 minutes, okay? Then I will explain how you can understand without going through other brain configurations, okay? Okay, so here I will first flash out what the proposed Wilson will be. So this one is the engineering dimension one. So whatever I put here on a contour C, so I have put here something which is the vector along C and also engineering dimension 1. Okay? So the only candidate which is possible, which is also a joint transparent or joint to the UN, is basically Y times Y dagger. because this one, this is bifundamental, this is conjugate of the bifundamental, and then engineering dimension 1. Okay, now I have indices SU4, so I have I and J. The low indices signifying that this Hermitian conjugate therefore transforms anti full bar representation of SU4. Now I have to put something here, which is also tensoring I and J. Okay? And I haven't specified anything about this one. Okay? But this will basically classify what sort of Wilson knot I'm considering. So for the sake of all symmetric consideration, this is the best you can do, apart from the fermionic terms. Okay? Now you can do exactly the same thing for the other gauge of U W tilde 1 over N. P once and for all, let me just write down. Excuse me? Okay.
Does the coefficient get a tilde because it's a different?
Oh, you mean here in M?
Yeah.
Okay. At this stage, you're absolutely right. I can have here general complex matrices, but turned out that to have the correct supersymmetric transformation, this turned out to be the Hermitian matrix. So I just from the outset, I just chose that to be the Hermitian. Okay.
The N equals 6 vector multiplicity.
No. Remember the Chern-Simon theory has no dynamics, Chern-Simon gauge field. Okay? So here this is, even though there's a kinetic quadratic piece, this has no dynamics. It's just to implement certain the gauge interaction between the flux and charges. And the rest are auxiliary field, I have all integrated them out. Okay, that's the structure I have here. So the only dynamical degrees of freedom here are all the matter part.
Yeah, well, once you have the matter part of things.
That's how I ended up with all this, the matter Lagrangian structure after integrating out auxiliary field. Okay. Yeah, good. So I have this one, okay. And this MIJ here notation basically signifies that this one has to do with certain directions in CP3. And that direction has to do with the motion of one of the brains from the rest of the brain. There's a stretch string, and that gives the mass to the string, and that is related to the mass of this test object. And so Y and Y dagger are essentially the coordinate in that direction. Okay? Okay, good. So you can do many things, but let's just check the supersymmetry. And I have this proposed Wilson null. And I have basically fixed everything up to this coefficient. And if there is one-to-one correspondence on strings on this ADS 4 times CP3, and here, Wilson loop, there ought to be one-to-one correspondence exactly, right? So I just do exactly the same parallel analysis as ADS 5 case, and look at the supersymmetric Wilson loop. Supersymmetric Wilson loop is basically supersymmetric variation of W equals 0. There's certain spinner with non-empty Majorana transformation parameter epsilon, similarly delta W tilde equals 0. Okay. So now if I vary this one, then it's basically variation of this one being 0 condition acting on the Majorana spinners. And if you do that analysis, if I make the story short, then I find there exists a unique Suzy configuration. And that Suzy configuration has the following constraint. Here, matrix M so far, other than I just say that it is Hermitian, I didn't say anything. This matrix M, you can always diagonalize by SU4 rotation. So I can put in a diagonal. Turned out that condition is eigenvalues are taking only values plus minus 1, okay, in this normal notation here, okay? So there are many matrices, 2 to the 4 different possibilities. Out of that, there's a unique one, 1-6 BPS, corresponds to matrix being diagonal plus plus minus minus, and that's the only one, okay, or minus minus plus plus, by absorbing the phases into this part.
What about the contour? Is it a line or
a... Oh, very good. Okay. So this is the contour for time-like one. Okay. Maybe at this point, I think, because you raised the question, it will be interesting to compare this with other in the N equal 4 case. Now, N equal 4 case, as you all know, the Wilson loop, the supersymmetric one, has FBPS condition properties. Okay? And there are many contours you can choose. The usual one is time-like, and they preserve half of the Q supersymmetry, dynamic supersymmetry, and S is just spectator, and the space-like one on R2, subspace in R4, is again half of Q plus superposable symmetry is preserved. Okay? There are other kinds, there's a point-like one. Those are the ones x dot m equals 0. But the internal configuration analog of this one, which you remember, is non-trivial. And that corresponds basically Wilson loop being trace exponential. This is just collapse of the tau parameter. And then you have x1 plus ix2, where x1, x2 are Hermitian scalar field, or plus minus, doesn't matter. These are the ones. This is not actually Wilson loop. This is a complexify velocity field in the S5, but from the point of four-dimensional Yang-Mills theory, this is a local point operator. And these are nothing but, this is generating functional of all half BPS chiral parameter operators, right? Usually Z, if you write Z, okay? You can consider fluctuation of Wilson node, and those are the BMN or the impurity operator. Okay, so in some sense, this is sort of unifier of all the spin chains. Okay, so now in this case, so there's a also similar thing. So you can ask, these are very very similar in AGS4 case. Is there any point-like one? Yes, it is. The point-like Wilson node. It's again x dot m equals 0, okay? And in this case, matrix mij is something like you have only one of them, delta I equals 1, delta j equals, let's say, 4. In other words, Wilson loop is nothing but trace exponential integral d tau of y1, y4 dagger. And for those who remembers the talks the last month, remember these are nothing but generating functional of all chiral primary operators in ABJM theory. Now this one preserves.
That's not true. That's only some of them.
Yeah, so yeah, okay, good. So there are some other ones which involves the baryon operator, and this is the one without any baryon operator. That's part of it, that's right. And this has, this corresponds to the lower dimensional, the level, the configurations. And this one has one-third BPS rather than one-half. Okay? So that's another funny counting of the supersymmetries. Okay? So good. Now here, now we would like to go back to this Wilson loop and the contour C being time-like and the point on CP3 clearly exists in ABJM theory. But as you see in this analysis, the only supersymmetric configuration is this one, where M has eigenvalue like this one. Okay? So now here we find the first puzzle. So M preserves only SU2 cross SU2 cross U1 in SU4 geometrically. So therefore it corresponds to the Wilson loop whose string counterpart is this 1/6 BPS, and supersymmetry also matches up. Now here's the puzzle which I still don't have any resolution, which is that clearly on string theory side or dual side, there's a half BPS configuration, much more mundane and plain string concave, which is a point on CP3. Here in gauge theory side, we don't have that candidate. Okay? So where is W whose BPS is 1/2? Okay? So this is one of the puzzles. I don't have the answer. So it's a good problem to solve. Okay, good. So now, so I will stick mostly for the rest of the talk, the one we understand better, namely this 1/6 configuration, which corresponds to string, smeared on P1 inside the CP3, because that has the correspondence quite matched up.
So when were you suggesting before that although, you know, you did the group theory, mm-hmm. that has the same problem with the hypersymmetry and
so. Okay, so good, yeah. So here it is, okay. So if you look at this one, right, thank you very much for reminding. If you look at this configuration, half BPS, that's a point. Whereas if you look at this 1/6, the other BPS configuration, that's smeared out. In other words, string, even though it's not string, it's moving, its wall sheet is moving inside the CP3. And that has a complete parallel in this supercosal analysis. In other words, if string is, wall sheet is stretched in the CP3 direction, then there, the kappa symmetric projection is regular. There's no singularity. So I suspect there's something parallel which is intimately related with each other going on. But so far, that I have not any sharp resolution of that. Okay. Now there's another puzzle which I will solve. It's the following one. It's the matching problem. Now, in string theory side, there's only one and the same type 2A fundamental string. Whereas in superconformal field theory, I have two gauge groups, UN and another UN tilde. Therefore, I have two Wilson nodes, totally independent. Now, if the holography works, then whatever gauge invariant configuration I have in gauge theory side should correspond in one-to-one fashion to the configuration in ADS side. So this is 2-to-1 puzzle mapping issue. Now what I'm going to claim is that if I look at this Wilson loop, there's one combination, you can make various combinations of fundamental Wilson loop. It's if I look at W and W tilde, two different gauge group, and look at their average, this corresponds to type 2A string. This is my claim. And then the other configuration, W minus W tilde, is mapped to zero in the sense of the expectation value. Okay, how do I argue that? That comes to back to the earlier question by David. I have two different gauge groups, and how do I understand moving away one of the M2 brains from the orbifold? Yes?
This is the one-point function, but with the two-point function, it also vanish?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it is, but I do not have the proof. This one is partly based on large n factorization argument of the Wilson loop. So, but I think it should be true, you know, without using that large n factorization. It should be any n. Yeah. Okay. Good.
So are you really saying then that this the field theory is very tough and a direct product of field theory?
Well, these are two. These are the objects which transfers are joint on each UN and UN tilde, right?
All observable.
Well, there are the composite operators which are either the product of those two, and it transforms in many different ways, in different representations. It will be far more complicated. But this is by far the simplest elementary Wilson-Newkin right now. Right.
If you had a brain derivation, would it be easy to answer these questions?
Well, I'm gonna go back. Okay, this one. Good. So now I start with this one. And now so ABJM theory. And I'm going to give usual n equal, I'm gonna derive n equal 8 super Yang-Mills theory in 2 plus 1. Which is believed to be not the conformal point, but the walled volume theory of D2 brains, okay, in the ambient space. And the way you do that is that you have four scalars. Now you choose any of them. Let me just choose liberally just one of them. I give an expectation value. Okay? I look at the remaining theory, the remaining dynamics. So if Okay? Then, now without much of saying, I can tell you what happens in this ABJM theory. Remember, I have two Chong Simon theories. So I have ADA, I will just keep only the abelian part, minus K, A tilde, DA tilde. So now look at the kinetic term for the Y1. So I have DM, Y1, absolute value square trace, source of rest. Inside this one, I have A minus A tilde to the expectation value of Y1, and that's square. Okay, plus many other jumps. Okay, good. Now you can already see that if I give a vacuum expectation value to Y1, that means that what A minus A tilde combination becomes massive by usual Higgs mechanism. Right? Okay? Good. Now then this combination, first line combination, can be written as, this is basically K times A minus A tilde and dA plus A tilde. Without the factor of two, so, okay? In other words, this one is just quadratic equation in A minus A tilde. Therefore, integrating out A minus A tilde combination, okay, we have, so what we have, this is usual field strength F A plus A tilde, so this is quadratic, so we have 1 over V squared, actually, if you do it carefully, there's a k square factor here, times f a plus a tilde squared, times the rest of junk, which is dy I squared plus other scalar potentials, all shifted by vacuum expectation value of y1. Now, this one is familiar. This one is a usual kinetic term in 2 plus 1 dimensional super Young-Mill theory, whose gauge field connection is a plus a tilde only. And A minus A tilde combination is complete Higgs, therefore it's gone. So therefore, we identify, because this object is a usual D2 brain in ambient space, and therefore we know how fundamental string couples to the world volume gauge field. And therefore we identify A plus A tilde over the ABJM theory as the correct combination. That fundamental string couples. Okay? And that's the basis of this claim.
What about W times W tilde since you exponentiate?
Oh, very good. Okay, that's a possibility. But however, that is, it, basically, it has the total charge 2. Therefore, it has a higher mass or tension compared to this combination. So, this one is the minimum one which we would map to. The fundamental string on the bulk side. Okay? And A minus A tilde is this combination, and in this limit, at V going to infinity, then this one is infinitely heavy, therefore we are not supposed to see anything. And that's intuitively understanding why I'm claiming W minus W tilde equals zero. Okay? There's one more piece I can make, I can substantiate this process, which is that if I look at the theory, this is N equals 6 theory, so ABJM, now by giving a VAP here, that goes into 2 plus 1 dimensional super Young-Mill of D2 brains. Now D2 brain world volume does not break any parity or time reversal invariance, so the world volume, that's a maximally supersymmetric one. So time reversal symmetry and parity on the world volume, namely 2 plus 1 dimension, is a good discrete symmetry. You can ask what happens to this side. In other words, how they arise from N equals 6 ABJM theory. These are discrete symmetries, so they cannot change continuously. So if they are the good symmetries in here, they should be a good symmetry here as well. And it is indeed. Time reversal is basically exchanging UM to the UM tilde. For fixed k, you can do it other definition, but for fixed k, you just need to exchange un and un tilde on top of the usual definition, t going to minus t, and the gauge field transform the usual way, and now finally swap these two. Okay? Now good. Now you can ask here, if I have certain charged configuration of world volume, that means a plus a tilde or d2 brain, and if I have string ending on it, then it will have k charge density or current density, Jm. It couples in this minimal way. Okay? Now you can ask, for this coupling on the world volume, what is the parity and time reversal transformation? That we know very well. This is just usual standard transformation rule for the parity and time reversal. Now you ask back in ABJM theory, what linear combination of two gauge field will give time reversal transformation, which is exactly the same as this one, okay? And turned out that that's precisely this combination. So W plus W tilde has right transformation property.
Could you again explain why it's not W times W divided by W2?
Because if I look at the fundamental representation, that's the minimum string. Then if I compute that Wilson loop in gauge theory side, and then compare with the formula on the string theory side.
Yeah, but how do I know how to compare them?
How do I
I agree though. That's the question. We're still arbitrary.
Okay, good. Yeah, so, but this one is really minimal one. I mean, there's no question about it,
the
right?
Exists.
So.
But if it was,
yeah, I think
one dimensional thing
if you take
a plus a, as you're doing, then you
evaluate
an exponential.
It's a
strange
problem. Okay,
so
right. Maybe if you take a like super diagonal matrix and you have exponential of both blocks, and then you take the trace, so you sum the two things and you get W plus W.
That's from supergroup point of view, yeah, right.
So is it
yeah.
How you can argue that W plus W to the is the right answer as opposed to W times the
people?
Yes.
Okay, I guess yes, okay, but I haven't thought about that. Yeah, okay. Good. So now I'm going to give us some tests for the rest of my talk and actually also give some further puzzles for people, for those who might be interested in asking more. So at this stage, I want to emphasize one very elementary fact, but which will be very profound later on. Here I told you that 1/6 DPS, which we'll focus on, has this, the matrix M, this structure. So here is elementary fact, which will be very important, is that trace of M equals 0, clearly. Trace M squared is 4, okay? Let's just remember this one. Okay. And you can also basically the same thing, the trace M to the any other power is also 0, trace even power is again 4. Okay. Now good. So now let's try to evaluate the Wilson of expectation value, this guy, which is supposed to be dual to type 2A string. Okay. Now because it's a linear sum, I can just look at each of them separately. And later on, I just add up, okay? And adding up is very elementary because here I have the one UN gauge group, the other one is UN tilde. And at the level of this Wilson loop, the swapping the two is essentially K going to minus K. Okay, so that's what you do. Good. Now first, just the Feynman diagrammatics. So as you know, in 2 plus 1 dimension, the loop counting is a little bit funny because any loop counting is odd power and propagators in canonical fields are all even power, like 1 over L squared. This immediately tells you that to have UV divergence, the loop should be even, okay? Basically, you have 3 times number of loop, and if loop number is even, that's a 6. Let's just call 2L, then it's a 6L. Therefore, if you have 3L many propagation downstairs, then you can have low divergences. Okay, good. So this is for the UV divergence structure, which is already different from the four-dimensional field theories. But this we can understand immediately, as I said. But this does not tell you that finite part is absent in the odd loop orders, right? But finite part, this argument tells you that finite part can come at odd loops. However, I'm going to claim something very surprising. If I compute the Wilsonian expectation value, let me call it W, which is W plus W tilde, and look at the expectation value for the basic fundamental representation. Now this is going to be factorized in two pieces. This is partly conjecture based on lower order computation. Is the first part is Wilson loop or pure Chan-Simon theory in 2 plus 1, and then projected into its even part. I will tell you what it exactly means. And the second part is Gaussian matrix model, which is trivial in the case the contour C is time-like. Then it's trivial. And if C is circle, space like circle, then it's non-trivial. And we are going to see how these dependence of the Wilson arises. Okay? Okay. Actually, David made a long time ago a very nice argument how we intuitively understand this fact, starting from in n equal 4 case, super Young-Mills case, you start from straight Wilson line, which is half EPS. Okay, whose expectation value is 1, and then you make conformal mapping, and this goes into circle. But circle is different from the line by 1 point, so you have to bring in 1 point at infinity. And even though this one is 0, there could be a singular continent coming from infinity. This is a point from infinity, and that's where every anomaly sits in. It's basically 1 point, and therefore it is nicely fitting with the Gaussian matrix model. I'm going to extend it to the present case in 2 plus 1 dimensional case, and the new piece here, well, there's some variation in here, is that there's extra contingent due to pure Chan-Simon theory.
You're talking about time-like or space-like, you really mean straight line.
Well, that's what I told you here. So if it's a straight line, then
time-like could be not straight as well.
Okay, yeah, so time-like. Time-like is just 1, okay.
Time-like means a time-like straight
line. That's right. Oh, sorry, yeah. A time-like straight line, that's right. Okay. So this is a new piece compared to n equal 4 super Young-Mills case.
But for a straight line, there's no knot, right?
No.
Knot. I can't see any.
Yeah, this is, sorry, this is on knot. Yeah, this is on knot 1.
So it's rather trivial knot.
Well, still non-trivial function.
It doesn't depend on the contour, there's only one contour.
Yeah, but it is a still function of coupling constant, right? It's not 1, right? Yeah. So. Okay, good. So let's do a little bit of the gymnastics. Okay. So I have Wilson, this is the Wilson line. I will just magnify part of it. There are two types of vertices. One is this time, gauge field, and the other one is scalar fields, pairs of that, y dagger, y, I, and j. Okay? Now let's do one loop. First of all, this propagator, there's nothing you need to remember. We are talking about pure Chan-Simon theory, therefore this is a purely P and T are the function. Okay? If you want to be most explicit, make it momentum Q, then this is proportional to epsilon M and P, Q to the P divided by Q squared. Okay? Good. So now if I draw the one loop corrections, one loop, okay, then I have this straight line. Using this one, I have this one, but this is identically zero because this is time-like, but this is PTR, therefore if the opposite one is minus sign of itself, therefore it's zero. Another thing is that this vertex M and N, again, zero, okay? So it's identically zero. Second one is this scalar field, okay? So scalar field like that, the tadpole. Okay, this could be dangerous. Okay, it has linear divergence or naively. However, when you look at this one, this matrix M, this is proportional to trace of M. But I told you trace M equals zero. Okay, so in this 1/6 BPS configuration, this normal ordering is automatically zero. Okay, so one loop, everything is clear. There's no contribution. two loop, you can do several diagrams. Let me just use the circular notation, okay, because it's more symmetric. Now you have several contributions, but one of the contributions is the following one. Okay, here I have Y field or boson fermion contributing to the vacuum polarization of this gluon line, and another one is two scalar field going like that. Okay, and there's yet another one, which is okay, this one. Okay. Now here, let me tell you some physics before doing any calculations. If I look, compute this one, this is like a usual, your first quantum field theory course, beta function computation. You just compute this vacuum polarization. By current conservation, even though external current is PT odd, this one loop contribution inside your sub-diagram is PT even, right? And therefore, it's proportional, you know, proportional to delta Mn minus Pn, Pn over P squared, where P is the momentum transfer here. Okay? So if I look at this skeleton diagram by cell, and treat this, view this as a three-level propagator, then this looks awfully similar to usual Yang-Mill theory propagator. Okay? Good. Turned out that if I look Fourier transform back into the configuration space, X space, in Feynman gauge, this is precisely X minus Y squared up to I epsilon prescription, the usual case, and the delta Mn. Okay? So if I view this loop diagram computation in computation result in the X space, the Feynman diagrams, rather than P space, you would think this is exactly like a 3 plus 1 dimensional diagram computation, because this is propagated in 3 plus 1. Okay? Good. Now I do this one again. Now if I have one scalar propagator, forget about all this trace M constraint, again you may have some funny usual scalar Green's function in 2 plus 1. If I have two of them, it's like a dipolar field configuration, so I have one power less compared to the leading one. And again, this is basically x minus y squared absolute value, and it's 1. Okay? And proportional to trace m squared. Now, all the numbers have to match up. Trace m squared is 4. And if you plug these numbers in here and compute that one, there's some factor of 4 coming out, floating around, such that if you add this and that, okay, and that has a nice property. It's plus this one. So if I do this one, so therefore upshot is that this one plus two scalar exchange, exactly the same as the equal 4 case, as far as integral inside the loop is concerned. And therefore, we can immediately conclude that if straight time-like Wilson loop, then contribution up to this order is 0. Whereas if...
The third one?
Well, I will get to that. Okay. So the circular one, circular space-like, is non-zero. And that's exactly like N equal for super Yang-Mills case. Okay? Then finally, this one is pure Chern-Simon diagram, right? It does not depend on matter at all. Okay? And this one for first gauge group, and I erased it, the second gauge group exactly the same, they just add up and add up, and it's non-zero. And this is a leading contribution in the pure Chern-Simon, the unnoted Wilson loop computation. Okay, that's sitting there. Okay. Now you can go on. Actually, we have, I don't want to indulge you to the Feynman diagram. I have only manipulative proof. I don't have any intuitive one. If we go higher order, let's consider this one, the space-like one. space-like loop, my proof claim is that all order loop, I'm not talking about infinity, it's even finite part, they are zero. Okay? And only even loops are finite. In the space-like Wilson loop. And the proof basically, if you just tear it down, the manipulations, boils down to the fact that here basically the basic building block is involves the gauge field, which is a parity R. And if I have all the loops, then it's inevitable I have somewhere one epsilon tensor floating around left top. And that epsilon tensor is a parity and time reversal R. If I consider Wilson, which is parity and time reversal invariant, then this is automatically zero. Okay? But you can actually show from the diagrammatics. So therefore, the Wilson loop expectation value, part of it, that comes from something very analogous to the N equal to super Young-Mill-like structure. If we assume that there's no only bubbles contribute, much like N equal to super Young-Mill's case. This, of course, not proven the iteration of this one, right? Okay. So basically, we have something like this. That. This one. At the level of diagrammatics, I don't see anything different between N equal to super Young-Mill's case. In this case, so it goes exactly the same. Then basically, we have function, which depends on the uncoupling constant lambda or K over N, even power. Okay? And whose leading order term comes from this diagram, which is the sum of these two. Okay? Okay, the higher orders, as I said, all the loops are zero and even loops are non-zero. So that seems to suggest that if I call this as lambda in Chern-Simons ABJM, then lambda ABJM is proportional because diagrammatics is exactly the same as N equal to super Young-Mill's case. It's N equal to 4 super Young-Mill's. Now this kind of relation, this one is actually quadratic, so let me call that square. Okay? So coupling constant square ABJM being linearly proportional to N equal to 4 coupling constant is already familiar from the last month's activity, namely in integrability of N equal 6 superconformal. The Chern-Simon theory is all the Bethe-Anja has exactly the structure that the coupling constant in ABJM theory square is directly proportional to the coupling constant in N equal to super Young-Mill. So here again, for other physical quantities, we again observe the same pattern. Okay? Does not help solve anything further, but at least it matches very well with the observation we have already made in the integrability context. Okay. Okay, what about the Chern-Simon term? Okay.
You're also claiming that they don't mix.
Yeah. They don't.
Chern-Simon's.
Right, that's right. So that one, that's the weakest part of my claim, and I do not have any rigorous argument for that, even though I can say it's just my conjecture, could be wrong. Now, if I look at the pure Chern-Simon, the unknotted Wilson loop has expectation value as a two-token primal lambda. It's like pi, what lambda is 1 plus lambda, sine pi lambda, 1 plus lambda. The numerical factor is correct. Let me just double check. That's right. Okay, good. So that's this one. Okay.
And by the way, is that the same for the infinite straight line or the circle?
Oh, you mean this one?
Yeah.
No, this is the only circle. The infinite one is zero. Yeah, this one, sorry. Okay, sorry, I maybe misled you. If you try to compute this diagram, even leading one, this one is zero again because of parity and time, or you encounter epsilon zero, zero something, garbages. Okay? This is simply zero. Now, if you expand this one, okay, then this one starts with W start with 1 plus order of lambda squared, which is exactly this diagram. The next order diagram, recoupling start with lambda cubed, and so on. Okay? So how do I make a reconciliation with my claim of this Feynman diagrammatics here? Actually, as I said, if I this Wilson node here, my Wilson node is actually the Wilson node of UN plus Wilson node of the UN tilde. Okay? Now those two are related by K going to minus K or lambda going to minus lambda. Okay? Good. So if I have this one, my total contribution for the factorized the transimal part, so W transimal part, my conjecture is that basically even part of this unnoted Wilson loop transimal. That one. And I explain this one.
Sorry, where does the Gaussian part of a matrix mind come from? I didn't follow. So, the cancellation of.
Yeah, so in the N equal 4 Young-Mills case, by these two diagrams, or its iterations to the rainbows, the result of that is non-zero and turned out to be coming only from the one point at infinity. In other words, if you just combine these two integrals, and then it's a total derivative term up to one point. And that's just the one integral. Okay, so that's this part.
Yeah, but in any case, you have the contribution coming from the gauge fields.
Like, you mean this one?
Yeah.
No, this is a new one. Sure. So, no, there's no contribution like this on N equals super Young. N equals super Young ends here. Okay?
Well, you have a combined propagator, right? You mean you have a combined propagator of scalar plus gauge propagator, you can combine the propagator.
You mean interaction terms, right? But these interaction terms, the conjecture is that it is not contributing to the Wilson loop. So it's based on some computations,
it's no longer a conjecture.
Well, okay. So there's a convincing argument by David, actually.
There's also a proof by Pedersen.
So there's a localization computation which actually shows this is non-zero. But from diagrammatics, it's highly, highly non-trivial statement. Yeah. Okay. So here, this one is actually, I meant the Chern-Simon interaction contribution.
I understand that. Sir.
Right. Okay, so we're working. So this one actually has this many powers, but all these other powers are projected out, and only you have this even part. Okay? And I think probably I made you sleep because no one shouted at this point, because this conjecture sounds such a this is very wild, not because of anything else, but because if you remember the nice argument by the Gross and Drucker mapping this straight Wilson line to the circle, every non-zero constant comes with the one point, right? Now, okay, you can swallow that for the Gaussian matrix model part, but what about the Chern-Simon part, right? So how can you argue, if this is zero, Chern-Simon part is also zero for straight time like Wilson line, but once I map into a circle, it is non-zero, okay? So what I'm conjecturing is that even Chern-Simon unknown to Wilson loop.
This should be trivial, but it's safe. I mean, you have this example.
This one comes from the point where it is actually good.
Where does it come from?
Yeah, this one comes from the point that, if you look at this one, this point going to infinity, and that's the point where this one is non-zero. At least one of them, but not all of them. So this is a little bit mysterious, even though the presence of point at infinity is very, very important.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand why that's not zero? Yeah, that diagram is not zero because...
This one?
Yeah, because the iteration. Which one is not zero?
No, this one, okay, so this one is a usual computation, okay?
I'm not the first. Zero, right?
Right, that's right.
So
zero is usual, this one zero, but the one going to infinity had included in the straight line. And that one contributes to this guy.
And can you see that is what gives a contribution?
Right, yeah. So this is another way of looking at the unknotted Wilson loop in pure transimal theories in these languages. Okay, it has nothing to do with ABJM. Okay? Now, there are a lot of, in recent years, there's some very interesting development topological streams where you relate the Chern-Simon theory, which appears from different contexts, is related to some sort of matrix model. electron Simon theory is not defined on R3 in some safer manifold, so different context. So I'm digging out, but so far I have not really made any concrete the connection between pure Chan Simon theory and the matrix model, even though that's something I'm really hoping that's coming up. Okay?
Pure Chan Simon theory for the circle.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, another one. Yeah.
Which is given by that function.
Right, that's right, exactly.
That function is too simple to be a matrix model.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Not even a Bessel function. So there must be some reason, you know, there's a way of writing that as a matrix model.
Why?
Well, okay, so this one, okay, so the sine function is not much different from the Bessel function. That's my, just a manipulative.
I mean, okay. There's a question that could have arisen just for Chern-Simons theory. So our argument roughly, I mean, Chern-Simons, in the pure Chern-Simons theory, this calculation is topological. It's the same for the circle or any other curve.
Yeah. Right.
You're looking at something which is much less topological. Right?
Okay. Because of matter. Right, sure. Yeah.
And so I mean, you could have said, well, right, it's the same for the circle. Good. I deform a circle. Actually, it's pretty hard to define,
so. Yeah, so I'm basically splitting two issues. One is, as you say, this is not topological theory because of matter, and whether this one is factorizing Chern-Simon and the Gaussian matrix, that's one question. Second question is purely from Chern-Simon theory. I have a pure Chern-Simon theory. I computed on not Wilson node. Now we computed in many different ways in old days. Now, I'm conjecturing that it could be written as zero-dimensional matrix integral.
If you compactify the R2, you're doing this on a sphere.
Okay. Maybe I'll finish it, then we can.
It is coming, obviously, in the function of the
trinity. Okay, so I think I'm running out of time, so let me just flash out a couple of the issues I want to mention. There's quite a few issues in integrability, but I don't think it's appropriate at this point because it's so late. And I will go with some of the issues. Okay? Just to provoke some of you, context. Okay, we can give mass. To these the matter multiplets while preserving maximal supersymmetry n equals 6. Okay. Now this one breaks again SU4 for completely different reason, SU2 plus SU2 plus U1, where these SU2 are exactly the same SU2 I was talking about in the case of Wilson nodes. Okay? Now here the Wilson node is exactly the same, as because all the argument in deriving that Wilson structure is based on symmetry and gauge symmetry and affine symmetry along one line does not change by giving a mass to these objects. Now I can go further. Sorry?
You give a mass, in some sense you can integrate out the field or you can get anomalous dimensions and then these.
No, that's wrong. No, I'm just giving mass and that's it. I do not integrate them out. Okay? Now I then take non-relativistic limit. Now this non-relativistic limit, I warn you, is completely different from other non-relativistic limit which people have discussed in ADS5 context, where you consider compactification of lie-like direction and taking the DLCQ. Here it's just taking mass to infinity and taking usual Newtonian limit. Okay? Now Wilson loops are again exactly the same. Why? I will give a quick argument. In non-relativistic limit, scaling dimension of time is -2. And x is 1, -1. Okay? And A0, scalar potential is +2. And scalar field y is 1. Now you see immediately that, for example, time-like Wilson loop, this structure is again exactly the combination which makes scaling invariant. And by gauge invariance, which is exactly the same, that's almost the unique one, up to coefficient m. Okay? Now I'm going to tell you a couple of new results. The first result is that if I consider expectation value of this Wilson null at this non-relativistic limit of ABJM theory, which might be useful for some other condensed matter, but just as a, for the sake of ADS-CFT, here we have very funny theory, which does not have a full Poincaré or superconformal symmetry, but only the Schrödinger symmetry. This Wilson null expectation value is identically zero to all orders.
Identically one.
I'm sorry, one, yeah, one. That's right, one. That's right, to all orders. Whereas this is T equals zero, if I turn on temperature, then this is non-zero, it's exponential of something. So leading term is lambda squared times some function of the temperature, divided by mass m. And you can see that this sign is actually negative such that potential is attractive. Case of circular one or time-like two anti-parallel one. And chemical potential mu past mu non-zero is also the same. Okay? Now, this one is actually very interesting, I claim, in the following sense. Now, this non-relativistic limit is not yet identified what corresponds to in the dual holographic geometry. It's not ADS4. For example, if you start with ADS4, which contains a Poincaré symmetry, 2 plus 1. Now going to non-relativistic limit, this one is keeping only Galilean symmetry. Okay? That's a part of this of ADS4, but with this particular ABJM couplings and mass, this one is enhanced into so-called Schrödinger symmetry. Schrödinger meaning Galilean plus non-relativistic conformal invariance. Okay? So now this step is almost like contraction, group contraction. Therefore, you can imagine that this can be understood from ADS4 by zooming in certain geometry. But that popping into Schrödinger from another geometry is completely out of the touch. So there's no, at the moment, no concrete proposal what corresponds to the corresponding dual theory of the theory. Okay. Another thing is this one, if I give a mass deformation, I had the original flat direction, all those chiral primaries, they all become massive, there's only finite point. So Lin, Lun, and Manderson a long time ago made some conjecture how many isolated points you have, that depends on the rank of the gauge group. But anyway, it's an isolated point. But if you take the Schrödinger limit, in other words, kind of scaling symmetry limit, suddenly a new flat direction opens up, and you have a new moduli space, which is unique to Schrödinger limit rather than original superconformal field theories. So this is very unique in 2 plus 1. It does not arise in higher dimensions or low, any other lower dimensions, but the corresponding geometry is completely unknown yet. But that geometry, I claim, is something extremely bizarre, because if I look at this one at zero temperature, I told you that Wilson null expectation value, for example, quark and anti-quark at the boundary, this is zero to all orders. Now, from our experience in other dimensions and this dimension too, in the relativistic case, if I have a quark and anti-quark, they will have an interaction in the geometry.
Zero to all orders by calculating a field.
That's right. So just looking at the Feynman diagrams. And the Feynman diagram, okay, so the reason, okay, just 1 minute. The reason is extremely elementary. There's no pair production. Why? If I have a gauge field vortex, then whatever comes out is a particle antiparticle. There is no particle-particle pair. And the Wilson null, the interaction here, the vertex structure, is again particle antiparticle. So every diagram you draw, conceivably draw, has always a particle antiparticle structure. Therefore, it's zero. And that's also the reason why at non-zero temperature, you can always have a hole, therefore their contribution is non-zero, and that's attractive. Okay? Good. So now, you can ask this question. So at the zero temperature, what is the corresponding dual geometry? I don't know what it is, but I say it's extremely crazy and funny. Because if I have the two, the Wilson loop, they are source of gravitational Newtonian attraction, as well as B mu nu, 2-4 attraction, as well as dilaton attraction. So everything attracts two Wilson lines. So by physical intuition, you would expect that those two Wilson lines, opposite orientation, will always attract. But this being zero means that the corresponding dual geometry background is something extremely funny that they repel, whatever it is. And the repulsion is precisely balancing the attraction of the Newtonian potentials coming from metric, B mu nu, as well as a dilaton. Okay? So that is supposed to be the dual geometry. Okay? And the finite temperature one, we expect some kind of black hole, or some charged black hole. Again, there's something very the intriguing, that in the context of ADS-5, where you consider non-relativistic limit by taking DLCQ, people looked at the corresponding dual geometry. You thought it's very simple. You take a DLCQ. But that DLCQ somehow does not exist at zero temperature. Only at finite temperature and finite chemical potential, you can find regular black hole. But if you take the zero temperature limit, all the geometry becomes a singular. So there might be something we might learn about the corresponding dual geometry to the non-relativistic conformal field theories. So with that, I just want to stop here.
Proposal for this ADS-4 theory, there was a map, like a generic function of this.
Right.
So here you're just talking at the living order relation, but do you think with this you can understand better what is this function, if you can?
Yeah, good. So that function, okay, so that was this function. So this function, so at the leading order, this looks exact same as that interpolating function in the old Bayes Damsel equation. So at first you might think, maybe there's some universal interpolating function in every physical quantity, and that exact same universal function might pop out here. But it turned out it's not the case. If I compare this to strong coupling limit by looking at the corresponding string theory computation, then there's a factor of 4 off. There's a square root of lambda by 4, which does not arise in the Olam integrability, the interpolating function. So there's factor of 4 mismatch. So in between, we don't know yet, because one has to compute in Wilson loop case here. So at this level, all I can say is that endpoint, if I fit one at one endpoint with coupling, strong coupling limit does not match with the Bethe and the interpolating function.
I don't see any further questions, so thank you.
Okay.